Seek the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
That is good for you. The food on the table, the clothes on your back, the water that you drink. Our God is concerned about the little things of our life.
Yes. You need to desire. You know, you need to desire the goodness of God to happen in your life. Like what we're sharing. There's a lot of you that are actually going through struggles. And sometimes when you're hearing us, you're not really listening. You hear, but you're not listening, which means like you're not taking stock of what we are sharing. Because you've reached a stage of your life like it, you've given up. You've given up on yourself. Look, don't ever give up on yourself, because you've always been relying on something that has been, you know, consistently coming to you as your source. In the workplace maybe, or some of the families, maybe your parents, or maybe people who live in overseas, your close family relatives that send finances to you or help you with raising your children, raising your home. When those things stop, it's sort of like you are in, you know, on that crossroad, like you don't know what to do because you've never thought of these things.
Hallelujah.
You've never planned. You've never looked after your family on your own. You're always relying on somebody else. Maybe this is a great opportunity for you to stand up, take ownership, look at what you have. Like I had a few other points to share with you today. You need to have the desire to help. Yeah, I know. You will be telling me, oh, Antara, even myself, I need help. I don't have that much money. I need food on my on the table. I need food on my in my fridge. You'll be having all those things raising your mind. Look, I take one step at a time. When you have those things, or even if you don't have it, but still desire in your heart
to give,
that you want to help. You want to help. Look around and say to yourself, you know, I desire to help. I desire to help. I remember One time we were home, I think it was last week, and we ran out of something. And I looked at my time and I said, okay, we can still manage to pick it up from Acostulus. And I went with my husband. At about 7:30, it was really raining and quite windy. So we quickly got off. We went inside. And when I got off the car, I noticed this Indo-Fijian small boy standing there with doormats. And there's another little Fijian boy, it's okay, sitting there pudding. With his carton of pudding. Look through the boxes, he only had three to sell. And it was really quite windy and rainy. And we went in. On our way out, I couldn't afford to go past them. So I came, and I looked at that small Indo-Fijian, and I said, I remember his face, and I said, you used to sell these doormats. I remember way back in 2006, 2007, I used to come to McDonald's or come to Nance. I used to see you selling the same thing. And he smiled, and he said, yes, that's me. And I do this to help my mother. So he started sharing. He said, at 4:30, I was waiting for my mother today to sew these doormats, and I was waiting and waiting. At 4:30, she managed to sew three, and I quickly rushed there. So from 4:30, I've been standing here. And I've been standing here until now. Now it's 7:30, and the shop people are closed at 8, and now it's raining. So when I stood there and I was listening to their story, and this it's okay small boy just sat there, kept on looking up. No word, no nothing. I stood there, I was so convicted. Like, you need to have that desire to help. Even though we were there going to get something for us.
Hallelujah.
But I had the desire to help. I look at my mother, I call out to my husband and said, you have any change there with you? I don't really need a doormat. And I don't buy doormats either.
You don't need the pudding.
And I don't eat pudding. And I look at them, and then this boy kept on recounting, and he kept on telling his story. I felt so led, and I opened my wallet. I only have $100 bill. So I turned to and I was asking my husband, you have any change? And he said, no. And I look at this boy. He came running, and he said, don't worry. I can quickly go in. They will help me, and they will give me the change. So I gave him the $50 note and said, how much is the doormat? He said, oh, it's $20 each. Okay, I'll take two. You go, and I'll wait for you. So he came back. He brought back $60. So he gave us $6. Said, okay, you take this $10, you buy something for your mom. And then I look and I saw this it's okay small boy standing there, and I saw his three pudding. I looked through all my wallet, I took out all the $5 note, every small note that I can find. I gave it to him and I said, look, either you sell the pudding again or you go home, because it's nearly 8 o'clock and it's quite windy. I'll go home now and take the pudding for you people to have it at home. No, we had our need. Yes, you will have your need. You need to desire to help. And we live in Lot 3, Sikolo Road in Lodala Beach Estate. And since the COVID started, every time we drive out of a compound and come down the road, and I turn around to my husband, I said, man, I really don't like the rubbish on the side. Like, you have heaps and heaps of garden rubbish and old fridge and just a lot of rubbish on the roadside. Talking about the whole of Sikolo Road. And then you have Guava, you have New, you have Tangimalvia. There's a lot of street off. And you have Naive Tavaya. Right. So there's quite a bit in. And every time I go up and down, I continue to see the same thing. So after a week, because the ministry, we have trucks. And those trucks we used to set up at the carry stand or set up for our service. But now there is no church service. There's no religious meeting. And not only that, they don't allow that kind of, big numbers to be meeting. So the trucks are actually sitting there. They were doing other errands, but not as much. So I came and I called my son, because he looked after that area. He's the executive manager ops. I said, what do you think? Can you get drivers, get those trucks, and we help Natsino Town Council? And he said, how do we do that? I said, okay. We came and we asked, I think it was Tangastofa, and then they said, you need to take them all the way to Namboro. You're talking about Namboro, like
to
Namboro. So for the trucks to go in a week, it costs fuel of $300. And not only that, so we asked them for a letter and a permit for us to be able to do that. So we got all our mission boys, and they were just so happy to do it. And every time when my son comes home in Recon, because he drives one of the trucks, when he comes and share the stories, it's always humbling moments for us. And he'll be saying, the boy is singing and putting the rubbish, the neighbor will come, and surprisingly we'll have a Muslim neighbor, Hindu, all along the streets that they were doing. We actually started off just doing Sikolo Road, but we felt bad because there were other turn-in streets and it's just piled up with rubbish. So we went and offered again. It took us about 3 weeks.
Up until this last weekend
for us to finish the whole of Lodala Beach Estate to take the rubbish from there to go to Namboro. And he said, as they were going, the boys will be singing, and they will be singing, putting all the rubbish. We have a Hindu coming in, give some money or buy the juices. And they came to this street. a Muslim guy came in with jugs of juice for everybody. Even a Fijian lady walked all the way from her home, came to Lovella, where we seen lottery, and gave her $20, and she was just so grateful. You know, like the desire to help. We didn't really need to do it. But at this point in time, I look around you, because look, when you actually look around you, then you will feel bad, moaning and groaning, all for the little thing that you're going through. You know, when there is no food on the table, you're only feeding about, what, four or three? There are other families, boy, they don't know. They don't even know what to put on the table. And on the same evening, you know, classically, when we came home, we were having a devotion that night. And just as we sat for the devotion, I walked into the kitchen, and I saw these 9 pre-packs of chicken curry left over from the mission food still sitting there. And I said, okay, we have to think of a family. So when I about to turn in to come and sit for devotion, there was another carton of about 6 or 8 loaves of bread. So I opened the cupboard, took out 2 tins of baked beans, opened the fridge, take out 1 flour butter, put it in there. Because I saw one of my daughter's staff in the EM Pro Events, because she looks after Pro Events division. One of her staff came in and she was on her way out. So I turned to her and I said, where has Akko gone to? And then she said, oh, she's going home. How is she going? Oh, she's going in a taxi. Please, can you just call her? And by that time, it was 8:05. Our devotion time is 8 o'clock. So she went into my office and called her and she said, oh, mom, she's not picking, but I believe by now she's already on her way and she would have gone past Nadera. I was burdened so strongly. So even during the throughout the devotion, I kept on telling her, please, just go and just call her. And when she finally called, she had, you know, halfway to tell her, but she lives out in Osori. And she said, she's already gone past. I said, just tell her to come back. I'll pay for her taxi to come back, pick this food, and take it home. So she came all the way back. And on the same night, after our devotion, and I was actually reading the Bible she sent, she said, before leaving headquarters, she was speaking to her older sister. And her older sister has got 6 children. And their dad is in Australia on one of the agreements on the Pacific attachment on work. And she shared with us. She said, I was on the phone with my sister. And she was sharing with me that they only had tea. They've been having tea until today. And she's got 6 children. I said, on my way, I told the taxi to go to my sister's place. When I came to my sister's place and gave them, shared with them the prepack and gave them the carton of bread, and no words spoken, my sister just burst out crying and crying. And the sister sent another message to me to say, how can you know that my children were hungry? How can you know that the need is there? Look, I want to challenge you as Christian. If you are desiring to help others, look, God will make somebody to come and look after the very thing that you're worried about right now. So don't... It's not about you and not about yourself. Being a Christian, it's always about God first. It's always Him about first. Because when you think about Him in His kingdom, you'll have that heart to look out and consider others greater than you or more than you. I'm not talking that, you know, a meaning for you to forget about your family. No, you have your family. They're the most close. Like for me, I have my grandchildren. I have about 4 boys there and a friend of my grandson and 2 of my granddaughters. They always come in every Sunday for our church service at home. I also have my need. But most of the time when they come to the kitchen, my grandson, Joshua, will come and say, Nana, can I eat the thing on the table? Because in our household, by now, all those years of living, they've accepted the fact that when things are in the kitchen or things are on the table, it's not all for the family. It's always for other families, because we are always thinking of other people out there. So you need to desire to help. The Nasiri Town Council, they're there. They are tied down with their own, you know, resources. But since we have it, we offer, like what I'm sharing today. You need to desire. Your volume may be different. Look out to your neighbor. Look out. Don't just help people that goes to the same church as you. New Methodists, don't just look after New Methodists. Look out. It's not about religion. It's not about your race. It's not about the people that you work with. It's all about every human being that matters and there's actually around you. So take that opportune time. This is the time for you to look out and look out to their need, to desire. That desire in your heart that you really want to help. Share the little food you have. Maybe you cook things at home. They are left over. This is the time to, you know, to share it out. And I'll give this time to Gasilima before I go down for you to be willing to share. We may be Christians, but we are not really, really willing to share.
The Bible says, you are the light of the world.
Amen.
You are not the light of the church. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
What does that mean? It means the world will see you. The world can taste you.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it's very important that our church is not limited to the four walls of a building.
Amen.
Our walking with God, our Christianity, is not defined by the denomination that we belong to.
Yeah.
We must remember that the, when the Word of God lives in us, that is the most important thing in our life. Then we will walk the talk wherever we go.
Hallelujah.
When God spoke to Joshua for the new place, for the land of milk and honey, He's speaking to a commander in the army. He's speaking to a leader.
Amen.
And He's not telling him what armor, what weapon for him to use. He told Joshua, "Joshua, this is the weapon. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. This word, meditate on it day and night. To conquer that land, you need the word of God in
Amen.
You. So we want to encourage you today. As we face the hard times, this is the correct time. This is the right time.
Hallelujah.
To showcase the God that we serve.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because when things are not normal, those that operate under the kingdom,
Hallelujah.
When we operate under the kingdom, we showcase the God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
And if we operate under the church, we are just like anybody else.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge our life today before she continue with some detail into the willing to give.
Mm-hmm.
To give to people around you. Hallelujah. Not because you want to receive and then you give.
Yeah.
No. That receiving, that's God's business.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I believe when it comes to us sharing, I'm talking about the, Christians, for us who believe in God. Sharing becomes like a task to you. It's not automatic. Like whenever you pick something, you don't automatically share. You look at your needs first.
Yes.
So
it's normal.
It's always.
It's an instinct of a human being.
Yes.
When you see things that are coming, or food, or money, first of all, it's you. Yeah. But when Jesus come, he said two things. Love the Lord your God and the people around you.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the greatest commandment. When he was asked. Eh? So that means when we have the desire to give, we are living according to the character of God.
Yes.
We are walking what we call, we are walking the talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are not only talking the talk, we are walking the talk.
Yes.
Because when we give, for example, your life, when we go past people digging on the road and people that they are maybe asking for food and money, it's like an instinct in you to give. When we have food, like yesterday, I went to 100 nights Thanksgiving. I came back with a katombolombola of food. The instinct is to give away again.
Yeah, to share.
Yeah. And that is the trigger point of walking with
you.
And that is one of the trigger points to operate in that spiritual realm that a lot of Christians, they haven't operated.
No.
We are operating on the physical.
Yes.
Everything is physical.
Yeah. You need to push yourself to a level that you don't consider yourself anymore. That you're not part of the equation.
It's no longer identity.
Yes. And that's a hard part.
Yeah.
The very hardest part is for you to reach that level. I believe I have reached that level, honestly. When things are at home, I'm always looking out. And sometimes I give out things and then I sit down and I said, okay, you know what I'm going to eat or what I'm going to have. Oh, and then I start to look around. It's always that instinct to share whatever you have. The little things. It can be little.
You give the best.
And then they and the noble best, the very thing that you would like for yourself, and you'll, sort of allow your hands to
that
be.
That is the kingdom operation.
So at home, whenever things come home, the only thing that I ask myself when I look through, I ask my daughter, okay, look through. Will we use it? And that's a common question I use at home, in the kitchen. I look through, the reader, get a ton of kanya, get a ton of a kaya tak, and 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 ton of a kaya tak, do you really need to eat it? Okay, so no, I can do zunrubiao. Oh no, I'm going to go back to some. If you take the leg, I can't give the whole chicken without the leg. And I'm thinking that way. So, do you really need to eat it? I mean, have you eaten? Do you really need to eat that? So it's always that question that I'm asking, because I believe that that food, it can be the only food that a family has received. And that thinking you need to start practicing yourself to do. Because when you go out of yourself to think of others, man, you go out to think of others. And who create them? The very God that you're serving. The God that you call out his name in Jeremiah 33:3. The God that you call out and he listened to you. The very God who spoke and who came to be. The very God who created the whole universe. He has no limit. And you're doing things because to them, not because you're related, you go to the same church together. No,
no.
Because they are just created by God. Whether they are Indo-Fijians, or whether they're Muslims, or whether they're Ottomans, or Chinese, or Koreans for that matter. Don't look at their race and don't look at their religion. You love them for the way they are because God has created them to be.
And that is a spiritual thinking.
Yes.
Because you are not connected physically. That is a physical tunnel.
Yes.
But when you are spirit, you connect to
everybody. Yeah.
And that's why you are not looking to you. You are not looking for your own benefit. You are looking for the people. First of all, God. And number two is the people around you. And it's no longer you that alive.
Yeah,
so that means your hand is free to give. It's free to give because you have that mindset. That means you are touching, or maybe you are going to that level, which is called the spiritual realm of God.
Yes.
And that's where the provision.
Everybody who comes in, maybe you come and read the Bible, you lead the service, or make a history announcement like Talanga Stiko, we've decided that we want to do a Talinivu now, or to thank you, to say thank you for coming out of your way to come in, you know, be part of what we're doing here. And go back to last Sunday, when we were here last Sunday, we had a group coming in for recording. We had a group of my TV staff here. We had our own people from media here as well. And when I was going, because we were doing the Talinivu now, which I try and do every Sunday, and it costs me between $160 to $200 to the most for every senior pastor to have their chicken, have their French steak to take. So on my way out, and in my heart sank, and I said, okay, you know, I have my TV staff. So we went. And when we went out into the, when we came home, surprisingly, there was this gentleman carrying his baby. So when we walked in, we saw about four big pots. I asked the security, I said, what happened? Instead, oh, this family brought in three big stew, pots of stew, and one big pot of chop suey. Mm-hmm. So I turned to Ngasele and said, oh, God is so good. I don't have to worry about all the my TV stuff. So we came in, we fed everybody with that pot, and not only that, I packed every prepared, we fed everyone. And we had a spare of about 70 to 80 prepared, so I called my son and I said, please, organize somebody, or if you're free, if you can take this for me, go to every street and go to every security post, and that's normal for home. Whatever's left over from home, I will first hit into the police post, and after the police post, we have a little family that lives up down here in Turang on the street. We begin to know their name, we begin to know who they are. And I was beginning to think, you know, like, they are always left over. I always tell my children at home, when I come in the morning and I see that you don't use your food well, even those crumbs of food, even the leftover of your food, somebody can eat it. There's a soul out there. And when my son came back on that last Sunday, I asked him, I didn't see any updates of what you did. And have you managed? He said, oh, Mom, I took it to all the security officers, the one at the park, the one at the service station, and to the police post, and then I end up in Turek. Turek is our favorite place because it's like a family. You know, they live on the street, but they're like a family already. Like, they have their own family. So when you come, they will call the head of the group. And he said, Mom, I wanted to record or to take photo, but I couldn't. I just seen their tears streaming down their cheeks, and they were just so hungry, digging into the food because it was so cold. For me, that was just good enough. And that becomes a normal at home. So I want to thank the family that actually cooked last Sunday and brought the mission food. Not only it fed the mission, it fed my TV, it fed everybody and gave out. So we're doing that Talinivu now, like every Sunday we do that.
It's a desire to give.
Yes.
That allows this thing to come.
Yes, I believe so.
And that is the secret in the kingdom economics, because the desire to give out. And don't worry about your source, because your source is God.
It's God.
So how can God give from heaven? And God will use the resources.
Another willing person. Yeah.
And when we desire to feed the people here last week, we did not know that there's a worship center, that they cook more than enough. Yeah. Because we desire to give.
Yes.
When you desire to give, God will put the things to give on your
hand. Hand. Yeah.
You have the heart to give, God will put the things to give on your hand. I think it's very very important. That is the conditions.
Yes.
And I believe most of the people that are successful in the world, these are the givers.
The givers, yeah.
Maybe they were givers, or their parents were givers, or maybe their grandparents were givers, because it is the principle of God. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, the Bible says, when you give, the Bible says, then God will give back to you.
Hallelujah.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken, running over. You do one, you give. And the Bible says, then God will give to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken, running over. And I believe that is why the people that trust in the word of God, they will never lack.
Yes.
They will never feel what we call poverty.
Yeah.
They will be full of abundance, because God knows that they are good custodians of the blessing that fall on their hand.
Hallelujah.
Their hand is not ready to take it in. Their hand is ready to give it out. We are coming to an end.
We actually have 2 minutes. Thank you, Telga Subban, for reminding us. And, you know, like listening in today, like what we said, initially you sitting there like with your need, and you thought your need is so big and so great, like it's overwhelming. And if you actually sit down and write it down and trust God, who is bigger and greater than your list, and you will see, boy, it's a spur of a moment, he can make that happen to you. All you need to do is to change the attitude of your heart, the attitude of, you know, take away the self-centeredness, the selfishness, like you're just thinking of yourself. This morning, as we come into an end, I really need you to clear out your heart. You really come before God and you tell God, Lord, take out of my life and take out of this spirit of self-centeredness, selfish, like you're just thinking of yourself. It's just you and I and just you yourself. So you come before God and ask God to take that. Mm-hmm. And also ask God to give you, a refreshing love to love the people around you. And sometimes, even when we go past the car park, or when we come to a place and I'm giving mine to somebody, and then he will turn around and say, do you know them? No. And if somebody's coming and I'm smiling away and helping out that person, and he will turn to me and say, do you know them? And I said, no. You know, it's not all about whether you know them. It's not all about whether you go to the same church or they're related to you. It's all about God. When you have the love of God in your heart, you see things differently, and you don't worry about what tomorrow brings, because your tomorrow is already in God's hand. When he says in Isaiah 49:16, look, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand, so your walls are ever before me. And you ask yourself, what walls? You. What walls? Your home, your family, everything about you. It's there on the palm of his hands. Engraved on the palm of his hands. So whatever you should go through, when there is no food at home, you are there right before him, under his eyes. And he has given you the authority. So I need you as a Christian today, rise up and take ownership. Don't be timid. Think for your family. Desire for your family. Stay positive and help other families to think the same as you. Amen. Encourage them. If they come in and say, oh, we don't have that. Oh, I've lost that. Amen. I don't really know what to do. Be the voice of God in their life. Amen. Be that steady voice. You can only be the voice when you already experience it yourself. Look, there's no other greater by worshiping this God. For those of you, maybe now you don't have anything at home. Today at home, we only have sandwich. He just bought bread. So last time we said, tomorrow we'll just have sandwich. Do the tuna, whatever, cook the egg, whatever is there, we will have it. So it's not about the Sunday lunch. It's not about the food that is on the table. Because when you worry about the way you used to live before the COVID-19, you used to have steak, you used to have corned beef. If you're worried about getting the same food that you want to eat, you're not competing with anybody. You know, let go of some things of your life that you need to change your diet. A lot of good changes, more good than worse, more better than bad. So take ownership today, and we want to encourage you. When you go back home today, or whether you're listening from home today, when you have your meal today, as you eat, your food will taste a little bit different. Because you will know, I'm only eating to survive, and I enjoy what I'm eating. And if I don't really need to eat this, somebody else can have my share. Because when you have that thought, you're actually helping Fiji, feeding another person that is next to you. So on that note, in Psalms 8, always remember that he has given you the authority.
Sarong uti bikin dalam musim ni keluar ni siang ni kuah. Sangat waktu bikin dan nonton dingin dingin.
kabi kendere bol tambu ko sarongo da nungu bosa kada kabu kinen dona ka satu mata buku satu tu batik indo satara normale enan dal ni batu ike baga indo sarongo da nungu bosa kasin da kabu kinen dona ka satu mata lilia satu tu batik indo tamat satara normale enan dal ni nuku ni na tauna uda do gonan do mbui na liwana dangi na tamba kana bale goa ia enan bale sakale una nonan bale sabi mbuli eni bikenda turangir marama dorbo kinu ni lewa enan bunu lebu go New Zealand na bosa ni kalu enda sarongoda na numa tiku nga tuwa garo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na bingarabi nonda mula ena singa bina kanyukua nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku ni otitiku ngari dhake wakalunga teki kandena turanga ena singa bina kanyukua emeni.